بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in Sahih Muslim there is a hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم wherein in just two words Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام has summed up the essence of the entire deen of Islam. The hadith we have heard many times before. Tamim Ad-Dari رضي الله عنه is the narrator. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned ad-deenun nasiha. The entire deen, the entire religion of Islam can be summed up in one word, in one phrase, one characteristic, which is an-nasiha, well-wishing, or what is known in English as altruism. That a person has the best interests of others at heart. He wishes well for the next person. He doesn't wish for any harm, any evil, any calamity to befall any Muslim person. So this is a very important characteristic and quality when it comes to deen. And for us to understand just how greatly this was emphasized in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the hadith of Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu has been mentioned. That when Sahaba radiallahu anhum would pledge allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then together with requiring them to recite the shahadatain, that there is no deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, at times Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would ask them to mention some of the fundamental aspects of deen. So Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu says, when I came to take bay'ah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then three things were mentioned. The first is that I had to promise to make iqamati salah, that I will establish salah to the best of my ability. Wa ita is zakah, if zakah becomes compulsory upon me, I will discharge my zakat. And thirdly, wa nushi li kulli muslim, that I will be altruistic, I will have well-wishing for each and every single Muslim. So this was mentioned when he accepted Islam. And thereafter his incident has been mentioned after the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that on one occasion he sends a slave of his to the marketplace to purchase a horse. So the slave goes to the marketplace, he sees a horse for sale, he bargains with the seller, and the price is fixed at 300 dirhams, 300 silver coins. The slave comes back, and he presents the horse to Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu. When he sees the pedigree of the horse, he realizes that this horse is actually worth far more than 300 dirhams. So he says to his slave, take this horse back to the marketplace, go and locate the seller, and inform him that he has charged a price that is too low, and he should raise the price and mention some other suitable price. So he does this. The seller, of course, is amazed, he's surprised. But eventually he agrees on 400 dirhams, He brings it back to Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu. Again, he is not happy. He says, 400 is still too low for this type of a horse. Go back to him. He goes back 500, 600. Eventually, the sale is concluded on 800 dirhams, 800 silver coins, almost three times the initial price. Understand, initially 300 dirhams was agreed upon. The seller was happy to sell it at this price. But because he had his best interests at heart, he didn't want him to lose out when it came to this particular transaction. So he sends his slave back multiple times, and eventually he is prepared to pay almost three times the price purely to ensure that that person does not lose out and he gets his full price for his item. So this is when it comes to nasiha, when it comes to altruism. But here ulama kiram explain that this attribute will only come within a person's life when he is able to identify with the plight of others. When he has within himself that quality of empathy, when he can stand in other people's shoes and see what they are going through, then only will a person be able to have their best interests at mind. We find many a times that almost on a daily basis we are seeing different clippings, different news articles of challenges, difficulties, strife that is plaguing the ummah throughout the world. Whether it be on a larger scale, we see natural disasters, wars taking place in different parts of the world. And many a times images are sent also, and we can see the devastation that is taking place in different parts of the world. Or when it comes to, on a smaller scale, when it comes to our own communities, our own societies, the poverty, people without shelter, people without food, without clothing. Sometimes within our own family, somebody has lost his business, somebody has fallen ill. And perhaps because of the constant nature of these things, we have become desensitized to an extent. So unfortunately, my own condition we find is that we read these articles, these clippings, but at times we don't even take time out to make dua for the person. So ulama have explained one simple solution for a person to develop empathy within himself and thereafter to become altruistic, is that when we are informed of the plight of somebody else, somebody suffering through some challenge, whatever it may be, then two things we should do. Firstly, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masnoon dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi afani mimma btalahu bihi. All praise is due to Allah who has protected me from the difficulty that this person is undergoing. وَفَضَّلَنِي عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ تَفْضِيلًا. And Allah has favored me, Allah has given me virtue over others, that He has not tested me in this way. So one is that we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secondly that we make sincere, heartfelt dua for this person. From the bottom of our hearts we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove him from that difficulty, from that challenge. In this way that empathy will be created within our hearts, and eventually that will lead to this quality of nasiha, of altruism, of well-wishing for the next person. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.